This is the channel.
This is Channel 2 Right, Thursday morning, the 19th of November, 1970, right after breakfast, and Fee has already been down to see Miss Daisy, and now she's going down to get her, and it's still just 8:30. We're starting early. This Thursday morning, the 19th of November, 1970, Channel 2 Right. Miss Daisy hadn't been up, and we miss, you see. This Thursday morning, the 19th of November, 1970, Channel 2 Right, and the beginning with a visit with Miss Daisy. Miss Daisy's, Faye just gone down to get Miss Daisy for her visit. This Thursday morning, the 19th of November, 1970, Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right, this Thursday morning, 19th of November, 1970, Channel 2 Right, beginning a visit with Miss Daisy. Beginning to visit Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 19th of November, 1970. Early for this visit, 8:30. The last visit was late in the afternoon. And she didn't have her vigor, and I thought it was very poor tape, and it was a new view of everything she touched.
See if your chair's over here. It's been so long. Oh. Stay over here. Did the frost get a lot of your flowers?
Thermal?
Now look, didn't get those violets.
No, no, it didn't get the violets. Well, my flowers, they haven't done so well this year. No, huh? I don't know. What was wrong, or what was dry, but they didn't bloom much, and I ain't had so many. But I was thankful for what I had.
Yeah. When we don't have to go in so early.
That's right. That gives you a little chance to visit. Well, I haven't been this week. I've been home all the week. You see, they're working on that house up there. And you can't do nothing. You can't hardly see how to walk around up there. So she washes the little dishes that ain't nobody but him and her. So him and her keep up with that little dishes since I don't come. But Lord, when they get it finished, when they get through, it's going to be nice.
They working on the inside too?
They're working on the inside and outside.
Ooh.
Putting in new windows and new wash tubs, fixing a brand new bathroom shoe. But all that, had to tear all that out, you see, and then they got to put it all back. It's going to really be nice when they finish it.
So you haven't been working this week?
No, I haven't been since Sabbath. I'm supposed to go Friday and Saturday. And before last, I don't think I went Saturday morning. That was about all.
Well, I thought we'd drink a little something hot.
I think something hot is the best thing to do for this morning.
But I don't mind a little chilly day.
I don't, if it just don't get too cold. Now, like this, I don't mind it. I was going to stay, work around there in the house till it got kind of warm outside. And I was thinking, Miss Mark, I was going up there and start cutting them old dead branches off. I don't like to see dead things. They don't look pretty.
Now, what would that be on?
That bush right there by the door.
Oh.
And a little on the cones around yon, and some lilies I had around there. It's not so much to do. I done cut lots the days I've been home. I done some. But if I ain't gonna have no flowers, no blooms, I don't think I ought to have dead limbs up there. Miss Lois was over to the house one day, and my bush was blooming pretty. She said, "Oh, Daisy, sound beautiful your bush is." So how come it's blooming and mine ain't? I said, "I don't know."
I thought she could make anything bloom.
Yeah, she has a plenty of things around there to bloom. But he do more work with them than she do.
Oh.
You know, since he's home, you might say. I think he go out to the farm just like they run in a tide or something of and need him. He go out there, but most time he's working there around his house. Then his boy, he comes up and help him with the yard when he get a chance. But if they need it on that farm, don't be no yard work done. Till that out there's done.
That comes first?
Yes, sir. The farm work if they need it. Changing cars or working on the cars or fixing fence or something like that. Everybody goes out there, all the men folks.
That's the way it was, I guess, when you were growing up. The work had to
come. Everybody worked. Wouldn't like now. And it don't seem like the children's parents care whether they work or not. They work and try to get them what they say they won't. Well, you know they don't have the money all the time, it's my heart. But they got a chance to make a credit somewhere.
Oh.
And they'll go to their credit account and get things. Pay for it when they get the money. Plenty of things they do not need, but they want it. And ain't hitting a lick for it. Samuel, he finally went to work. He worked every day when they needed. Sometimes he have to go at night. He work at night. And he just decided he'd go to work. And I'm glad, and I think it's time. Oh, but his mom thinks he works so hard. I say maybe he ain't working so hard, he's just working regular.
Just working regular.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I say, yes, that must ain't so hard for him. She said, well, that's what he likes, hard work. She said that one day, Miss Mine. I said, since he decided he ought to work. I said, he was a long time making up his mind.
But now that's not farm work, that's town work.
That's town work, you know. That's not farm work. But he used to work on the farm. He used to help him in hay. He used to help Freddie with his watermelon. And I don't know what happened. They didn't help last year. They had some kind of falling out the year before last. Well, thing about it, old man Fred, he don't know much about things. You know, everybody can't work. Don't know how to work, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So he got rough out there amongst them one day. I don't know where Fred was. So they quit. Three or four of them quit. So he didn't go back. They say they don't mind working with little Freddie because he knew how to talk to you. He knew how to treat you. But his daddy don't. I say, you know what? I say, his daddy's so lazy. He is, Miss Bull. He's just so lazy. And he always think you ought to do more than you can do. And he ain't gonna do nothing but have it done.
Well, maybe running that store is what
he don't want to do that. But to say Miss Jane and Freddie sure didn't like it.
Oh.
See, Miss Jane told him, seems strange. You couldn't stay out there a piece of day without running everybody off. And Freddie stays out there day after day. And they get along all right. So, I don't think just let him go out there no more. He glad of it. If he don't go back, he glad.
Well, I notice he has a little help there in the store now.
Yes.
That Glisten boy.
Well, who boy is that?
That's that Glisten boy. That oldest Glisten boy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he figures he needs that help.
Oh, yeah. And the boy is so kind and faithful and wants to know what you want and everything. I'm glad he got in there. Yes, you can go there. I have been there, Miss Miles, for things. Whatever he doing, he does it till he gets through.
Mm-hmm.
If he talking, he talk right on. And you standing there waiting on him. Finally, he take a notion here, son, and ask you, what can I do for you? Or is it something you want? He know you want something, then you wouldn't be standing up there. But the boy, he soon should go in there for evening, good evening. What can I help you? Or what can I do for you? Or something, he goes right on and wait on you.
Well, you just can't be in a hurry, can you, when you go in there?
No.
If
no, I've been trying to make up my mind to go down there to get me some eggs. I thought, oh, yesterday. I said, well, I'll go down there after a while. Then I thought about some Wednesdays he's closed. You go down there, you can't get in. I said, nope. I'll wait till tomorrow, and I may wait till Friday. I'll have to go to work Friday, and then I can come on around by there.
You have to buy eggs?
Yes, ma'am. I got a chicken, Miss Miles.
I thought maybe Doris's chickens would lay in.
Well, they lay, and they lay all out there in the bushes and everywhere, and you can't find a nest. Well, they don't hunt the eggs. They buy them. She said the children won't eat them. They pets.
Won't eat the eggs?
No. Won't eat the eggs, no, won't eat the chickens. The chickens, they're fast. They've been so grown up. And like, I ain't hunted their nests. If I find a nest and the eggs fresh, and I get them every one. But I ain't been able to find them. Yes, ma'am, I buy my eggs. What my boy don't bring me. They brings me some. Sometimes they bring me a dozen, sometimes they bring two. They mostly bring two, but my Lord, I ain't seen them in so long. Till I don't know when they're coming and when they're going to bring them. So I have to, you know, I like eggs in the morning. On my grits. I eat grits and eggs and coffee for my breakfast. Yeah, whatever I can find, why, I eat that for my lunch. I started to go down there soon this morning. I said, no, I ain't going down there. I ain't going to get out there. And until it get warm, if I get out there at all.
Well, I guess I just thought there were plenty of eggs around. Now, Bessie has chickens. Does she get eggs?
Bessie has chickens. Hers is, I think she told me she didn't have, but. Oh, whether three hens or four hens, something is eat them up or done something. This is buying eggs, too.
Oh, she is?
Yes, when she gets up. She can't find the nest if the hen leans. She can't get out there. And I mean, she hen cackling out there, but she can't. Right there, so she just buys some.
Do you have to fix the nest for them?
Yes.
How do you get them to?
You, well, they'll make their own nest if they steal it out there in the woods.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you got them like you ought to have chickens in a yard, yeah, then you fix nests for them.
Uh-huh.
And I was raising chickens. That's the way I raised mine. And then, when they used to have them to the house, that's the way they fix it up there. They was in a yard, and they had a house built to roost in at night, and the nest is outside, just six round like that. You get ready for the egg, just going out there to nest and get them. You didn't pick up no dirty eggs and sand and all that kind of stuff. They clean.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I thought Bessie had hers close enough around that she could get a...
Well, she got a little house, to roost in. But now the goose, he got the yard, the same chicken pen, you'd call it, where she used to keep them all in there.
Oh, I
but
see.
She had her little house built outside up next to Fred's field in her yard. And she keeps her chickens in there, and they can go in there. In the morning, she turned them out. They're just out there in the yard. You know, Fred had corn out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he left lots of waste out there. They go out there.
Mm-hmm. And then they lay out there.
Yes. Miss Marla, that sure's good.
Well, that helped our breakfast along a little bit, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Well, these cold mornings, you need a little grit.
Yes. Well, I eat grits all the time, every morning, mostly. Some mornings, if I got to go to work, it's so soon till I don't feel like nothing. But I'll make me a cup of coffee and drink that. Maybe just an egg by itself or something like that. Because I tell them I don't know nothing. I like no better in the morning and no grits. Just white bacon and eggs. I love white bacon.
Oh.
Some folks, they want ham or sauces or something. But in the morning, there's plain bacon.
White bacon.
White bacon for me. Mm-hmm. And they have bacon down there sometimes to their house, but it's mostly smoked.
Uh-huh.
They don't like white bacon. I tell them when I was growing up, that's all I seen. White bacon. So I said, it was good then, and it's good now. To me. You know, Miss Miles, since everything has got so easy, and folks has got so lazy. They don't try to have nothing at home. Cheaper to buy it. Yeah. Now, Zedric, he buys seeds, he plants his garden, he sells his greens. In the place of him buying them, he goes sell them. Well, they have that money to do something else with. What do you have to do? You know, we got all that ground there, growing up in weeds. Still, we don't have half much as Lord Johnson got. Growing up in weeds for nothing. But it looks to me like, of course, you do with your money what you want to. But folks that's not going to take care of nothing, I don't think they ought to have nothing. Just like. Now, you got your old car and horses in here, and you're just as faithful seeing after them as you is your own body. They can't take care of themselves. And they're yours. And the way you appreciate it is to take care of them and do things what you know they can't do. They're depending on you. And you ain't gonna disappoint them. But that's the way I done. But now I got to where I can't do nothing I want to do. I used to have me hoes, tater rakes, yard rakes, and all kinds of things. Shovel for me to work with around my yard. I'd get my ground plow to put out my potatoes. Then I'd get it plowed and fixed up for the taters to go in the ground. Then I have to plow them, till time to dig. I'd take my hoe and work me and them children, my children. We hoe taters this evening. We pull the weeds out of them. You know, when they got up, spreading all over the ground. Me and them children pulled the weeds out. Kept them clean till time to dig them. Then I'd get somebody to come climb up for me. And me and them children pick them up. They ain't got nothing growing over there. Well, had a few peas planted there, and they done nicely. Didn't pick them, but about, I got about two good pickings off them. I don't think there's but four rows. All that ground and four rows of peas. Jake Brown was picking peas and selling them by the creek. When I see his wife, she works out. She works for Miss Flora. Well, that leave Jake by himself to work it or pick him up somebody if he could. But if he couldn't get nobody that day, he was there that day. And his ma, he raised the nicest potatoes, they tell me. I ain't seen Jake in a long time. But he's busy working.
Mm-hmm. Well, now those potatoes that you grew and the children picked, they'd last you all winter almost,
yes,
wouldn't
they? Yes, ma'am. All the winter.
You didn't have to buy any?
Didn't have to buy no potatoes. They, you know, they would, we would bank them. Sometimes I'd have two big banks I couldn't reach around. See, I put one size in this bank, and I put a smaller size over there in that bank. Well, now the vines, I cut them off and bury them, cover them up in dirt, so nothing on homework. Next April, next year, whenever I hear it, I take my rake and go down and uncover them and rig them out. Some of them have leaves on them like that.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Yeah. I'd take them up from there. Well, Ben, he would mostly cut them, you know, and fix them like they ought to be. He'd dig them things up when he'd be plying, well, or working on the farm. The children had to go to school. Well, then I'd be out there digging till they come. Put what time I had in there. Well, I didn't want him scared to rake the dirt off him, you see, Miss Marley. But when he come, he didn't have nothing but take his knife and cut them the length he wanted them. Well, in April of last March, well, we'd put out our tape. We'd start our tape across. And on that same little piece, we raised the nicest watermelons right there, as I tell them. You can say what you want, but you know what have happened to you, and I know what happened to me. I tell them, I say, I lived better in a rented house and I'm living in my own. I says, I had my chickens, I had my hole, I had my garden, and I had my sweet potatoes, watermelons. I said, nah, I ain't got nothing. I said, that makes me think I live better in a rented house than I do in my own. Got the ground here, but everybody's got too lazy to work. And I'm not able to work. I just can't do it. If I was able, I'd have it now. But I ain't.
Now, Miss Daisy, these mounds, was that for your sweet potatoes?
These vines.
The mounds that you put them in.
Yes.
That's to keep.
He's a big, solid fella.
That's right.
Yeah. He come over here one time to buy an old car I had.
Yeah, it's just like him.
And I told him that it wouldn't run. And he thought I didn't want to sell it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't want to sell him something that caused him
trouble.
Wasn't
no good.
That's true. I said to him, now this transmission, it slips, and it'll give you trouble. And he thought it was all right, and that I just telling him that, you see.
Did you sell it to him?
No. No. But he would have took it right then if I...
Oh, yeah, he took it.
Yes, he was ready to trade.
Mm-hmm.
I like people who make up their mind.
Yeah. You can deal with people can make up their mind better than you can somebody don't know when his mind is made up.
Oh, that's tedious, ain't it? I never saw him over there at James's.
He's over there 2-3 times a week.
Henry Scott's over there.
Now, when he had days off from his job, he's over there early in the morning. See what do James want him to help him do in the morning.
Well, he helps James?
Hmm? Yes, he helps him.
What does he help him at?
I don't know, cleaning up, I think.
Over at the bar?
Yes, at the bar.
I thought maybe some of the wood.
No, I don't think he bothers with his wood.
Oh.
I think he had him at the bar.
So, Henry Scott and Isaiah and some of the rest of them, they just go to the bar.
That's right. Go there and they tell me they sit around and talk. And I think some of them play check over there, some
yeah.
kind of games. And, I say, they're just there. Keep from doing anything. Nothing there for them to do. They leave home, cause there's plenty there they could be there doing.
You know, it's dangerous sitting around the house, Miss Daisy. Cause you start thinking about things that need doing.
That's right.
Oh, I've had that. I know that. Sometimes I know the worst place for me to go is home because there's too much there waiting for me.
Yes,
well, I think the best place for me to go is home because I've got too much damn need to be done to be sitting here doing nothing.
Is your stove working?
Stove? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your wood stove?
Yes, sir. You talking about my heater?
Yeah, heater.
Yeah, it's working.
So you ought to be pretty comfortable now then.
What?
With that
oh,
heater,
I am.
With that heater working.
Yes, sir. I put me a piece of wood in before I left. Told I'll be back before you go in there.
Now, it's less trouble keeping that heater going than it is Miss Bessie's fireplace.
Yes, it ain't no trouble. I don't call it no trouble to keep my heater going. I make a frying it this evening. And every once in a while, I put a piece of wood in there. So if I put a big piece of wood in there, it don't be a long time before I have to bother about putting it on. One thing about Miss Bessie, Mr. Miles, Miss Bessie don't know when she got enough wood on her fireplace. She really don't know how to make a fire. And you can't tell. You can't tell. I've been over there and tried. She get wood is too long, you see, and put it then one end on the hearth and one end up the chimney. And I have sometimes I say, why don't you let J.R. cut it off where to fit? So wouldn't make better fire. If he'll make a fire over, get a bueno. So I don't say nothing. I go down and see it laying down there on the hearth one end in the chimney. I just look at it. Go home when I get ready. Because she's got to wear her own, believe it or not. And she thinks she knows. And you can't help nobody that knows everything. Because they already know it.
But you think she uses more wood than she needs to.
Mm-hmm. Now her birthday party, I bet she was 2 weeks or longer getting over that tiredness, all that work.
Yeah.
Well, now you see, that was useless. There was no sense in her going to all that expense and doing all that work just for somebody else. Well, if you can work and you got money and you can get around and do things and won't do things like that, well, it's all right for you to do it. But if you're not able to do it, it's against you to try. Come over there to the house that next week. I'd go there. She didn't come over the house. I said, well, how you feeling this morning? She said, Miss Daisy, I don't feel good at all. I'm still tired. I said, you're going to be tired. I said, you won't be rested next week. And then, you see, she got kind of confused with Bessie. She looked for Bessie to come up there that morning, you know, early. That Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Bessie got a house and a husband. And Bessie had to do some things at home. And then when Bessie got through there, she went to church. Went to some school and then come on up there. But Bessie never was Sister Bessie never said nothing. She just let her say just whatever she wanted to say. And Bessie was working as hard as she could, doing whatever she had to do. So she keep saying that Bessie, she didn't come till it was too late. She ought to have been here since it started. Well, you don't know what she had to do. So when Florida May come, she said, I've been ready. So I could have been here by 9 o'clock. That's what Bessie told me. I'll pick you up at 12. And that's what she done. When she got there, I was ready. Bessie said she didn't have no business telling you that. She's going to pick you up at 12 because I've been looking for her ever since early this morning. Florida May said, well, we have to do now is look for them when you see them. They'll tell you they're coming, but that don't make them come. Say, if you told me you wanted me over here early this morning, I'd put my foot in the road and walked on over here.
Yeah, it wasn't a great ways.
That's right. Say, but you said Bessie would pick me up. And Bessie told me, you be ready at 12. I'll pick you up at 12. And say, I was ready at 12.
Well, but 12 o'clock is all done.
Uh-huh. Just about. Well, you see, Bessie had went to work and done all that. She cut the chicken, and I think she had started frying it. Well, Doris, she helped her son until she had to go. And then soon she come back from church, she come on up there and help. Again. Well, you see, there was Doris, Florida May, Minnie Ivory, and Bessie. Well, all them young hands,
yes.
They can cut up a chicken and have them half done before I get him cut. It didn't take them long to do.
And all that time, Miss Bessie could have been sitting down there.
Sitting down.
Looking on.
Resting. Mm-hmm. That's what she had to do. Something.
And it wouldn't have hurt them at all, would it?
That's right. It wouldn't hurt them at all.
No, sir.
They come there, cut that chicken, and fried it, and sliced that ham, and fixed that salad and stuff. You see, why one or two doing one thing, his two doing another.
Yeah.
You see, there's four of them women there.
Yeah.
To help. Doris and Bessie.
Yeah.
And Minnie and Florida May.
Who? Minnie?
Minnie Ivory.
Yeah.
Dora's daughter.
Oh, yes.
The one lived at Ari Dam.
Yeah. Oh, yes. They could have done anything. That's true.
Sure. Them children. And you see, Bessie, she's kind of slow. But Doris and Minnie and Florida May, they can get things done. Well, there was three fast one against one slow one. Well, they ought to could have made up for that slow one.
And just the fast ones, none of the fast ones was there.
No. Well, I told Bessie, and she didn't believe it or not. I said, folks do things for you when they get ready. I said, I used to hear folks say, oh, I got my money, I get anything I want. No. I said, but it's got this place where your money ain't much good. I said, you can't buy much with it. I said, you can't hire nobody. If they don't want to work, they don't want your money.
That's
I said, your money don't count much now. I said, that's a will. If they're willing to do it and want to do it, I said, they'll do it. Well, I said, well, no, we'll talk about it. I'll pay you to do so and so. I said, they don't want it. No, I didn't. If you're going to pay him, he ain't going to do it when you want it done. You're going to do it when he gets ready.
Miss Daisy, you never thought you'd live to see anything like that.
That's the truth.
If you got money, everything's so high it won't buy much.
That's right.
And if you want to hire somebody to do it, they got money and they don't care whether they do it or not.
That's the truth.
You never thought you'd see that, did you?
Never did, Mr. Miles. Never thought that. But I see it.
Yeah. You don't have to be, a fella don't have to be smart to see that, does he?
Well, it's me and Bessie was sitting there talking the other day about good old days and how we eat and how we worked and how we did things. She said, but it's so much different now in these days it was in them days. I said, right you are. I said, in them days, it wasn't much money. You didn't make much money if you worked. I said, but one thing about it, you had a plenty of something to eat. And you had clothes to wear. I said, you wasn't wearing all this silk and all this stuff, but to wear now. I said, I don't believe the factory was making it. I said, I didn't see it. And you know what, really? I said, another thing, you had good health. I said, you had better health back there than you have now. You did. You didn't have all this year high blood and heart failures and heart attacks and all that stuff way back then. Yeah, but everybody, there's so many of them, if he got heart trouble or he got arthritis or he got something. Okay.
Yes, sir. You didn't have any money, but you had plenty to...
See, and they got along well.
Yeah, got along well, that's right.
Now, right there, well, my father raised chickens. He raised his chickens for his family. So if they wanted, if my mama wanted to fry chicken or cook a hen or anything, well, you get them off her yard and eat. But now, they have to go to the store and get them. My daughter got lots of chickens over there. Her children won't eat chickens off the yard, and they won't eat eggs the hens lay. I said, well, if they didn't eat them, they wouldn't eat no eggs. If they didn't eat the chicken, they wouldn't eat no chicken. I said, you eat them. I said, I raised them so I could go kill you one when I got ready. I said, and you eat it too. You know, pamps, they just mix. The children's, I said, plumb foolish. They let them do as they please so much. Well, children don't know what to do. They don't know how to think. But the parents supposed to think for them and teach them. But they ain't got time. They ain't got time. I'm so glad I ain't got none on what in the world to do. Mine's grown and gone. Of course, you don't never get through with them. They're just always hanging around for something. for you to do so.
And Doris and them has got chickens down there.
Yeah.
And they won't eat them.
No.
And the chickens lay. And they
won't eat. The chickens lay, and they sat out there. Sometimes the dogs or some bricks up the nest. Sometimes they hatch the babies and come on all with them, raise them out there themselves. No cook, no nothing to go in. They're just out there raising themselves. And if I take a notion, get me one, kill him, put him up there in my box. They got some down there in the cook, and I'm gonna get me one next week. Kidding.
Do you keep a fire in your stove all the time?
In my stove.
Uh-huh. And your heater?
No, sir. I don't keep a fire in there all the time. Now, when I ain't there, I don't have no.
You just let it go out.
I may leave a little light piece of wood in there in the morning, cause you see if I'm gonna leave, I don't make much fire in the heater. But if it's cold, then I come back there. I got a good fire. This will go there and make me a fire if it's cold. Just for time for me to come, she go there and make me a fire. She is the sweetest soul to me. She goes.
Well, and then you put a chunk or two of wood on it and it'll hold?
Go on. Just put me some wood on.
So it's not near as much trouble as Miss Bessie's fireplace.
No, and then. You know, it looked like Miss Bessie make it hard. Now she home all day. No. Well, when I'd go out there, I'd lay me a piece of wood on the porch. By night, I'd have enough wood out there on that porch and in that house to last me to way up in the day. Now I got me a wood box about that long, about that deep. I got it full of wood. I done got in my wood long time ago in my water. Old Miss Miles come over. Yeah. I don't see no sense in if you got something to do and you know you got it to do, don't wait till the last minute to get up to start doing it. Do it and get through with it.
See?
You think she'd like to go out and feed with me?
I think, yeah.
We're going to have some turnips and sausage in a little while.
Yes, that's what we're going to have. Ain't that be nice?
What's that?
We're going to have some turnips and sausage.
What?
In a little while to eat.
Oh.
And cornbread.
I tell you what, Faye. Huh? I'd hate for you to have to cook for Miss Daisy.
I was just saying.
Yeah.
Well, she don't have to cook for me. As I'll be gone for supper time.
Well, I thought she was going to eat supper with us.
Oh.
Oh, we're just planning on you eating supper. That's what Faye had in mind. But I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just be embarrassed to have to.
And let me eat another time.
The kind of vittles you used to.
What kind I'm used to? She gonna have greens and
not greens, just turnips.
Turnips.
Just turnip roots.
Okay.
But I got some sausage from Bill.
Yeah.
We don't eat much sausage, but I got some. I thought I'd cook a little bit if you say, well, I'm going to go out here and feed my horse.
You go out there and feed your horse. We'll go with you.
All right. Don't you want to walk out there a minute with me?
Yeah, you're going out there.
Walk out there.
Look around.
Come on. Walk out there with me, Miss Beth Daisy.
Oh, yeah. It's nice out there.
Yeah, we'll take a little break before we...
Now, it's 7:85. It's 7:85, and Fay and Miss Daisy have gone out to feed the horses. And it's about 5:30. I just turned on the Brinkley, and I taped that and listened to it later. I almost forgot to do it. And this is about 7:95 now, Channel 2 right, and Fay and Miss Daisy are taking a break, and I think maybe she'll stay and eat supper with us, but I'm not sure. Now, this talk has been right, not very energetic. This is the least energetic of all the talk that we've had. Now, it's 800, Channel 2 right. This Friday, the 6th of November, 1970, and it's supper time.
Chili. Yeah, he's got the file.
Well, how's your horses?
You must tell me it's going to be cold when you come back. I see you got the fire going.
Yeah, I had a little fire before we left. Is that enough?
Yeah.
I can turn it up a little bit.
Well,
I think
that's all right.
Oh, turned
up
a smidge.
Well, I'm going to make just a little noise over
you
here.
You make all the noise you want, Faye.
But not much. Because we just want to have a little.
You learned about chickens from your daddy.
Yes, sir.
And up until now, you've had chickens all your life, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Had chickens all my life, till now.
Yeah.
See, my daddy had them. Well, when my daddy died, my mother kept them. So, then when I married, I had chickens of my own.
Yeah.
Of course, I got some from home and got me some started.
Yeah.
So.
You know, it's no... how long does it take a bitty to grow off to frying size?
Well, I don't know exactly.
2 months?
I think it'd take him a little longer.
Oh, man. Yeah. I know we used to watch them. You know, they'd play around in the yard. Them long legs. And pretty soon we'd say they were getting up about the size for a drumstick.
Miss Daisy, guy, when you were on that tractor down there,
yeah,
that you remembered when you were plowing with a mule,
yeah,
and she thought of her daddy,
yeah,
and how he plowed.
No, sir, we made a lot of steps behind them old mules.
That's right.
Yes, sir. And now that tractor just stretches out and gets across the field there before you can. All you do is just sit up there and look around.
But your daddy used the bosses, and he had horses too.
That's right.
But
Well, what does she make?
Hmm?
What does she make? What kind of bread?
Yeah. Cornbread.
Oh, cornbread, yeah.
Is the wheel clean? You got to wash every leaf. Leaf by leaf.
To soak them in salt water, does it?
I don't think so. I don't know. I ain't tried it. I hear Bessie say wash them in salt water for lice. You know, sometimes they have lice on them. So I've tried that. That was it.
Oh, it does.
How long did it take your kind of cooking, baby?
Well, sometimes. Take them about an hour.
Yeah. You don't cook them fast.
No, sir. I don't cook them fast.